Here we go. Now welcome to Jakey's Ukulele Show. Hello everyone, I'm Jakey Ukulele and we're here. I'm pretty sure this is season 4. I'm not actually sure what the exact episode is today, but it's season 4 and we're going to be doing another talking about my life whilst playing the guitar, because the other one went pretty well and I enjoyed doing it. It was a bit of a both. It was a bit of a combo between podcasting and playing music, which I thought was pretty fun, so we're doing it again. Now, without further ado, let's just get started. So yeah, we are actually going to be making frequent podcasts now because it's the summer holiday and we haven't uploaded in like since February, but I've still been playing the guitar and I've been playing the ukulele as well. But summer holiday started a week ago, but you know what else happened a week ago?
Went to Africa a week ago.
Where'd that go?
So yeah, I'm pretty sure I have 41 days left of the summer holidays, which is so much time, and it's been a lot of fun. Recently, I'm pretty sure we broke up Tuesday last week, so we've had just over a week, and I've had so much fun. I've been on loads of bike rides, I've gone into town to get food on my bike with my friends. Most days we've been doing 20 miles on the bike. Like, this week I think I've been on the bike 3 times, last week I think around 3 times as well, and every time we've done around 20 miles. I think our highest was 27 miles, which is absolutely insane. I mean, we've just been going into town, we've been going around the neighborhood, we've gone into the countryside. Now, riding around the countryside just hits different. It's just fun because it's quiet, you don't really have to worry about the traffic, nature is all around you. It's such a lovely experience. So that's pretty much what I've been doing, as well as playing a lot of PlayStation games. I have to admit, I've been playing the FIFA with my dad at night time, and it's been a lot of fun. So yeah, if there's like a comment section on whatever podcast hosting thing you're using, then let me know down below what you're doing in the summer holidays, and I can feature it in an episode maybe, and I can try something out myself. Okay, now I wish there was like a song about cycling. Oh wait, there kind of is one that I could use. So I was thinking, because I've been cycling around, seeing all nature, we went to this ford the other day, and it's really cool. If there's a ford around your house, I recommend going to it, because it's so fun, it's cool. We went through a ford, and we cycled down a stream, which was quite thick. Not thick, like deep. But I didn't go all the way down, because I had my new phone, and I didn't really want to get it splashed and stuff. But my mate went down it, and he punched his tire, so we were just sitting there for like 30 minutes on a riverbank. Trying to fix his broken tire. We managed to, though. But once I actually went through this ford, I'm pretty sure it was like February last year or something like that, and it was really rainy and really slippery, I went straight through and crashed down. It was atrocious, literally, but it didn't hurt at all. There was enough water to break my fall. So now, as we're 2 minutes and 47 seconds in, it's finally time for the first song. Now, because I'm running around these country roads, you guessed it, I'm gonna be playing Country Roads by John Denver. Now, I hope you enjoy. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. I hear her voice in the morning as she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, take me home. Country roads to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads. And there we go, Country Roads by John Denver. What a beautiful song, ladies and gentlemen. Now, on to the next part of the podcast. So, as I already told you, I recently broke up from school. But before then, I was actually doing a lot of music in school. Most days after school, I'd go ahead to the music room. And I'd go with my buddy who plays the drums. And we'd go and practice music. We'd do a few different songs. We'd usually do Bohemian Rhapsody, one of the greatest songs ever. We'd do How to Save a Life by The Fray, which not a lot of people know. It's popular on TikTok a couple months ago. Now, TikTok, it can really make your career. It can blow you up and give you, so much exposure that you just become, a big, big creator after it. For example, like Olivia Rodrigo, if it wasn't for TikTok, oh my gosh. She was an actor. She's been an actor for, since she was a child, really. But then she's just recently started doing music, and her music blew up on TikTok, and now look where she is. So it can really jumpstart your career, TikTok. But it also isn't always good. But in this case, How to Save a Life by The Fray, it did alright. It's not that popular anymore, I wouldn't say so. But it's a great song still. It's alright on the guitar. If I'm honest, I prefer it on the piano though. And then we also do the final song. We also do Begging. I'm not sure who Begging by. I think it's by Maneskin. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But Begging's really popular on TikTok. A lot of songs top the charts just because of TikTok. I mean, it's insane. But yeah, Begging. I really like that one, so I'm going to do that one for you next. Now, I was practicing that one in something called GCSE Music. Now, if you don't know what GCSE Music is, GCSE Music is basically, GCSE is a set of tests you take when you're 16. So, at secondary school, which is from ages 11 to 16, at the end of it, you take the test called the GCSEs. And a GCSE Music is basically the test for music. So we do writing music, we do listen to it, and we make it. And it's a lot of fun. And Begging is one of the ones we did in that. So I'm going to be playing that for you today, accompanied by my beautiful guitar. So let's get straight into it.
And anytime I feed you, you get me, no. Oh, anytime I see you, just let me know. Oh, I planted that seed, now let it grow. Cause I'm on my knees and I'm begging. Cause I don't wanna lose you. Yeah, ra-da-da-da-da.
So give it up for Begging by Maneskin. I have no clue, but that's Begging for you. I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, now I'm going to do two songs now. One of them I've actually already covered on the podcast, and one of them I haven't. Now, one of them is by Sigrid, who is an amazing singer-songwriter, and it's called Strangers. She released it a few years ago, but it's a really good song. I really like the chords. And then there's Hey There, Delilah, okay? Now, I've done this one before, I'm pretty sure. But Hey There, Delilah and Strangers, right? They literally have exactly the same chord progression, bar one chord. It's in a different position. The A is just in a different position in the different songs. And it's crazy how, well they flow together. So I'm going to do both and, mix them in. So, it goes from one song into the other. And so I hope you like it. So, here's Strangers / Hey There, Delilah.
Just like in the movies, it starts to rain and we're the broken to like in New York City. I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true.
Okay, you gotta see what I mean by that. Like, that's pretty similar, you know? You get it? Huh? Okay, now to finish it off, a little while ago, Euro 2020 happened, and we got to the finals, but if you're English, you know the sad story. We didn't make it, okay? But I'm really proud of our country for getting so, so far. And fingers crossed, alright, guys? Everyone get their fingers crossed right now. The World Cup next year, it's got our name on it, okay? England is gonna win, okay? We've got this in the bag this time, alright? Okay, but back in when Euro 2020 was going on, during the semi-finals, a song was released called Southgate, You're the One. And it's this remix of a song from the 90s, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's like Hole Again by Atomic Kitten or someone like that. And, but they remixed it to Southgate, You're the One. And so I'm going to play this for you as a little throwback to the Euros before we finish today's podcast, because I think it's pretty funny, you'll have to admit. So, Southgate, You're the One. Here goes.
Three, two, one, go. Looking back on where we first met, I am not ashamed and I cannot forget. Southgate, you're the one, you still turn me on. Football's coming home again. Looking back on where we first met, I am not ashamed and I cannot forget. Southgate, you're the one, you still turn me on. Football's coming home again.
Now, football is the game the world truly focuses on, as Leedix and would put it on FIFA. So yeah, what football team do you support? Personally, I support Manchester United. Let me know on your podcasting software, and I'm gonna go check them all to see what you guys think about everything I've mentioned in this video, because I really value your opinion, and I'd love to hear from some of you and feature some of you in the video even, because there's this new thing called a green room that Spotify has just released, which is pretty cool. And basically it's a radio and a podcast combined. It's kind of like, so you set up a green room, and then your audience can come in, listen, and then you can bring them in, and so you can talk to them live on radio. So as long as everyone keeps it PG, that would be amazing. I mean, I think that would be really fun. I'm sure you guys would think that was really fun. So yeah, we should definitely try that in the future. And now, without further ado, I hope you have a lovely day. Stay safe, everyone, and yeah, bye!
Okay, now if you enjoyed this, then please just go follow me on Twitter @JakeUkulele. One click, and that's a lot of extra content. Please!